Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. India and Argentina agree to further deepen strategic partnership and boost cooperation in various fields, including trade and defense. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Brazil on the fourth leg of his five-nation tour to participate in the 17th BRICS summit beginning tonight. Monsoon fury continues in Himachal Pradesh with two more cloudbursts reported from Mandi and Chamba. IMD issues flash flood warning for 9 districts of the state. Ashura, a Muharram being observed with due reverence and solemnity in various parts of the country. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk announces launch of new political party challenging traditional two-party system in US. Flash floods in Texas leave at least 51 dead, including 15 children, several still reported missing. And in cricket, India in commanding position with 536 run lead on final day of second test as host England resume their second innings this afternoon. India and Argentina have agreed to further deepen their strategic partnership and boost cooperation in various fields, including trade, defence, space, health and pharmaceuticals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Argentina on the third leg of his five-nation visit. He held a productive meeting with the Argentine President Javier Milei yesterday. This was the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years. The one-on-one meeting was followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. More from our correspondent.
Considering the potential opportunities for both the nations, Prime Minister requested Argentina's support in expanding the India-Mercosur Preferential Trade Agreement. Highlighting its strength in affordable and quality medicines, India called for easing of entry regulations for Indian pharma companies. Argentina confirmed that it will allow imports for medicines having US FDA or European EMA approvals. Cooperation in energy and critical minerals was a key focus. With vast reserves of shale gas, oil, and lithium, Argentina is seen as a reliable partner in powering India's growing clean energy and industrial needs. Collaboration in space sector, multiple use cases for drones, and sports management were also discussed. President Milei showed keen interest in India's UPI, and both sides agreed to facilitate a central bank visit for studying its role in monetary policy. Prime Minister thanked Argentina for their support following the Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister also invited President Milei to visit India. Manish Shiva, Akashvani News, Buenos Aires.
Before departing from Buenos Aires, the Prime Minister paid floral tribute at the busts of Mahatma Gandhi and Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, early morning today to attend the 17th BRICS summit. In a social media post, he said he is looking forward to a productive round of discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to expand the strategic partnership between India and Brazil across several key sectors, including trade, defence, energy, space, technology, agriculture, health and people-to-people ties. More from our correspondent Sudhindra, who is covering the Prime Minister's Brazil visit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was extended a grand welcome by the Indian diaspora and the Indians working in Brazil. As has now become a custom, the people of Indian origin congregate whenever Modi travels abroad. Here also, at the hotel in Rio de Janeiro, several had gathered to enthusiastically welcome him. A group of women performed Kathak to salute our armed forces for the successful Operation Sindhur. A Brazilian group called Astralite rendered mantras and sang a devotional song. The diaspora, wearing traditional Indian dresses, holding the national tricolor, greeted Modi with Bharat Mata Ki Jai and Modi Modi. They sang and danced to the drum beats and wished the very best to the Prime Minister. According to the local time in Brazil, tomorrow morning, the Prime Minister will begin his deliberations on the BRICS agenda and attend the bilateral meetings on the sidelines. This is the fourth visit of the Prime Minister to Brazil. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
The 17th edition of BRICS Summit will take up issues of global governance reforms, climate change challenges, and artificial intelligence, among other things. The Prime Minister is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with other leaders on the sidelines during the summit. After the two-day summit, a bilateral visit to Brasilia will follow, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly six decades. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman discussed various issues of bilateral cooperation, including collaboration across multiple sectors, to further strengthen strategic partnerships during her meetings with BRICS counterparts in Rio de Janeiro last night. In her meeting with Russian Finance Minister Anton Silvanov on the sidelines of the BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting, she discussed issues of bilateral cooperation, particularly in the financial sector, as well as matters related to the New Development Bank. Ms. Sitharaman also met with Lan Fuan, Finance Minister of China. She emphasized that India and China are uniquely positioned to drive inclusive global growth and innovation as the two largest and fastest-growing economies in the world. In a meeting with Fernando Haddad, the finance minister of Brazil, she discussed South-South cooperation, amplifying the voice of the Global South, COP30, and climate finance, among others. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Heavy rainfall has been lashing most parts of Himachal Pradesh since this morning. The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Mandi, Kangra and Sirmaur districts, while a flash flood warning has been issued for the next 24 hours in 9 districts, including Shimla, Solan and Hamirpur. In light of this, the administration has advised people to remain extremely cautious and avoid unnecessary travel. More from our correspondent.
Heavy rainfall has been continuing since morning in most parts of Himachal Pradesh. In the last 24 hours, the highest of 102 millimeters of rainfall was recorded in Nagrota Surya of Kangra district. Meanwhile, two incidents of cloud bursts have been reported in Mandi and Chamba district. In Mandi district, a cloud burst occurred late last night in Silbadhani village of Tikkan Panchayat under Paddhar subdivision, leading to a flash flood in a local stream and the washing away of two small bridges. Similarly, in Chamba district, a cloud burst over the Baghaigarh stream in Churaha subdivision damaged a bridge on a Nakrod Chanju main road, cutting connectivity. Fortunately, there was no loss of life in either of the incidents. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued a warning of very heavy rainfall in the next 6 hours for all districts of the state except Kinnaur and Lahol Spiti. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Heavy rain lashed parts of Delhi today, bringing much-needed respite from the scorching heat. Similar weather conditions are expected over Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh over the next 2 days. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for these regions till Tuesday. Extremely heavy rainfall in the ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra have been forecast to occur over the next 2 days. The Ashura-e-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in different parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions who laid down their lives in Karbala for upholding truth, righteousness and justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has recalled the sacrifices made by Hazrat Imam Hussein. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Hazrat Imam Hussein emphasized his commitment to righteousness and inspired people to uphold truth in the face of adversity. Taziyah processions are being taken out to mark the occasion. In Delhi, Muharram processions are being held in different locations, including Jama Masjid, Nizamuddin, Okhla and Mehrauli. Majlis or religious meetings are also being held. Reports of observance of Muharram are also coming in from other parts of the country. Elaborate security arrangements have been made for the occasion. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha joined thousands of Shia mourners at the traditional Zuljana procession on the solemn occasion of Yom-e-Ashura. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today distributed appointment letters to over 1,200 nursing officers in the national capital, along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Addressing the event, Mr. Nadda said that India's health policy today has moved on from curative treatment to preventive treatment. He remarked that health setup of the nation today has become inclusive, focusing not just on treatment but also on rehabilitation. Mr. Nadda pointed out that despite being allotted 1,750 crore rupees 4 years ago under the PM Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission, the previous Delhi government failed to utilize a single penny.
प्रधान मंत्री आयुष्मान भारत हेल्थ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मिशन जो 2020-21 से प्रारंभ हुआ उसमें हमने 1700 करोड़ रुपए दिए हुए 21 से लेकर के 20th फरवरी 2025 तक एक पैसा नहीं खर्च हुआ और अब ये रेखा जी के कंधों पर जिम्मेवारी आई है कि उनको अब 8 महीने के अंदर ये 1700 करोड़ रुपए खर्च करके दिल्ली की जनता के लिए लगा और दिल्ली में अब रहने वाले 70 साल उम्र के जो भी व्यक्ति होगा तो जिंदगी उसको प्रधानमंत्री जी का 5 lakh rupees har saal milta rahega ilaaj ke liye.
During the occasion, Mr. Nadda and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta also flagged off the Ayushman Bharat registration vans. In Punjab, senior leader of Shiromani Akali Dal and former minister Bikram Singh Majithia has been sent to 14 days judicial custody till July 19 today. He was produced before a Mohali court this morning after his 11-day vigilance remand ended. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Dr. Mukherjee had sacrificed his life to protect the honour, dignity and pride of the country. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Minister and BJP National President J.P. Nadda, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Narayan Singh and other leaders paid floral tributes to Bharatiya Janasangh founder Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his 125th birth anniversary at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav paid floral tributes to the statue of Dr. Mukherjee in New Delhi today. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, Members of Parliament Manoj Tiwari and Bansuri Swaraj, along with several other leaders, also offered tributes to Dr. Mukherjee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also wished Tibetan spiritual leader His Holiness the Dalai Lama on his 90th birthday today. In a social media post, extending wishes on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians, Mr. Modi described the Dalai Lama as an enduring symbol of love, compassion, patience and moral discipline. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk has announced the launch of a new political party in the United States called the America Party, aiming to challenge the two-party system dominated by Republicans and Democrats. Musk made the announcement yesterday on his social media platform X, accusing both major parties of unchecked government spending and corruption, and claiming that the US no longer functions as a democracy but as a unified political machine driven by waste and self-interest. In the United States, the number of victims in the devastating flash flood in central Texas has reached at least 51, including 15 children. 27 girls went missing from a summer camp along the Guadalupe River as rescue efforts continue amid fears of more rain in the region. The floods, triggered by up to 15 inches of torrential rain over a few hours, caused the Guadalupe River to rise more than 30 feet within just 3 hours. Moving on to sports and cricket, India have surged into a commanding position in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham. As play resumes this afternoon, England trail by a massive 536, with Ollie Pope unbeaten on 24 and Harry Brooke on 15, as the host ended day 4 on 72 for 3. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Argentina agree to further deepen strategic partnership and boost cooperation in various fields, including trade and defence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Brazil on the fourth leg of his five-nation tour to participate in the 17th BRICS summit beginning tonight. Monsoon fury continues in Himachal Pradesh with two more cloudbursts reported from Mandi and Chamba. IMD issues flash flood warning for 9 districts of the state. Ashura-e-Muharram being observed with due reverence and solemnity in various parts of the country. Flash floods in Texas leave at least 51 dead, including 15 children. And in cricket, India in commanding position with 536 runs lead on final day of second test as host England resume their second innings this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.